All right, so get yourself into a nice posture for meditation. Nice straight back. And try and sit in such a way that you're not slumped forward or leaning back. If your back is bothering you, it's okay to lay down, but try and have that straight spine if you can. And if you are healthy, try and develop that discipline of a straight back. And just shift for a minute in your seat until you find that good balanced way of sitting where it feels like your spine is self-supporting. So with your bum just a little bit higher than your knees, or maybe in your something in your chair to lift you a bit towards the back. And before we start the analytical meditation, we'll just do a few minutes of single-pointed meditation on the breath. And so just for a moment, reconnecting with your motivation, the purpose of my life, to free all living beings from suffering, bring them complete happiness. In order to do this, I need to look within at cause and effect. I need to develop this mind to its fullest potential. To facilitate that, I meditate today. May the work on this cushion have a ripple effect, an ongoing energy. And you can phrase that into your own words, but connect with altruism. And to the breath. Just watching the breath without any agenda. Not agreeing with your own thoughts or disagreeing with your own thoughts. Just let them play out in the background. Keep attention on the breath. If you feel yourself getting lost in your thoughts, just gently pull back out and place your focus back on the breath. No big deal. Just keep coming back. And now shift to analysis and start with this big statement, this king of reasons. All phenomena are empty of inherent existence because they dependently arise. What impression does that have on your mind? Everything empty because it's dependent. And then making it less abstract and more personal, bring your focus to your own body sitting here right now. And just say to yourself in your mind, this is my body, my body, mine. And it is. Mostly. It is relatively. But go a little bit deeper into the causal dependency. What was the cause of this body? What made it? Was it me or something else? Is my body made of me? Did I make my own body? And your mind goes into science, and you remember what you know about genetics. And biology. And you think, okay, this body was based on the materials from my mother and father, was based on countless meals, food grown by others, often prepared by others. Shared air, shared water. Countless causes and conditions for this body to be here now. No self-existent cause. No partless particle that started it all. Nothing independent. How does that land, that idea? That you know scientifically and logically. That this body that is yours wasn't made by you, or even just one thing. What does that do to your relationship to your own body to think that? And this body is also dependent upon parts and whole. Whole is dependent on parts. To attribute your own name to this body, there has to be something to label upon. So from a distance, you can say, that's my body, that's their body. But the closer you get, the more you realize that label is placed upon parts. There is no body there in and of itself. There are bones, there is blood, there is muscles, skin. All of which also have parts. Which have parts, which have parts. This is only my body in relationship. There has to be existence of other for me to say that. What is mine for me is other to others. This body might be considered tall in one culture and short in another, attractive in one culture, unattractive in another. The ideal weight or the not ideal weight, completely contextual. Nothing real there from its own side. Ideas of masculine and feminine. All existing within a context. And this is still just the body. What about the mind? What about the self? So just as the body is dependent upon causes and conditions, upon parts and context, so too the mind is dependent upon causes and conditions, upon parts and context. And so just explore a little bit more deeply how that might be. Because it is the body and the mind that we label self onto. So what is it we're labeling onto? Where is it? What is it? Substantial cause of mind, the previous moment of mind. Countless parts of the mind. 6 primary consciousnesses, 51 main mental factors, 84,000 different delusions, the mind has so many aspects and components, positive and negative. It exists, But where exactly? How exactly? So just do an investigation. Be curious about what you find. No need to rush to a conclusion. Let it be an open question. What is the mind? Where is the mind? How is the mind? And how does it feel to think the self is that which is merely labeled on those collections? The collections I label body on, the collections I label mind on. The self is only that which is merely labeled there. And anything extra or more or core or permanent is an exaggeration. Is not there. And dedicate all of the merit you put into this session to realizing both bodhicitta and the wisdom realizing emptiness, and that all of that go towards your enlightenment for the benefit of all sentient beings. Nancho semchorim poshe ma ke panam ke gyuchi ke vanyam pame bayi Gone gondu pelwasho, Tony dawarim poche, Ma ke panam ke gyuchi, Ke panyam pame paye, Gone gondu pelwasho.
And you can relax your attention.